Weinstein fell in the Guinness Book.
Afternoon, Trent, old boy.
It's supposed to act natural when this thing's recording, I mean, but there again, with that is a bit of an impossibility, being this is totally unnatural. Your real name's Stuart Vandal White.
Little one.
Thank you.
it. Sooner or later, it's going to become law in this country that cyclists must wear them.
Thank you. since last January. So, you ought to wear a helmet when you're on the push point. And now, last
had a hairline fracture of the skull.
Might explain it.
Yeah, might do. Won't explain your broken nose though, Stu, will it?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
other side of the yard. Chris.
Right. On the one end, he was agreeing with me, right, that it doesn't matter how good a cyclist you are, it's fucking car drivers 9 times out of 10 that cause the accidents and kill people. And then on the other end, he was saying, but I don't see, I can't ever see myself coming off. No, he's fucking stupid. I bet he's a sort of cyclist and car driver that gives the rest of us a fucking bad name. If you drive along with the attitude, I'm alright, everybody else, fuck them, it's a surefire way of an accident. You've got to fucking drive defensively.
There was this car coming on, you know, it had gone further up the lane, and it was coming on, and I was already on, so I overtook it, let it come out, you know. And he flashed his lights, and it was right up my arse, so I sat by the side of this other car for about 5 minutes, you know, doing about 60, 70, and obviously it was coming in a hurry to get somewhere. And I've just sat there. And all of a sudden, I thought I was miles past this other car, and I started going in just to let him go past, obviously. And I didn't realise this other car was keeping up with me. And I've gone towards it, and I thought, I've looked in the mirror, oh shit, it's still there, so I'll just give it a little bit of pedal and carry on to it. But it was completely not a bastard, it really was.
Tell you what, I know it's something to do, and I never used to do it. I'd be a fucking hypocrite if I still done. But if someone does that to me, right up my arse in some case like that, or if it's on a single carriage road or anything, I'll just touch my brakes lightly.
Always do, right? Yeah, always.
And then, I'll tell you what, and then if they don't do it, I'll let them fucking stay there. I won't, because the amount of times I've been in a car or something where it makes sure they fucking jump on the brakes. That's fucking stupid. Alright, it may be their fault, but what happens if these fucking nudges you out of control and shit? And I always try and do it now. If somebody wants to act like a cunt, let them, don't try and retaliate. Because then if you retaliate, the chances are he's going to be even more of a nutter and retaliate even harder.
No, that gets me.
I will still try and let him act like a cunt.
9 times out of 10, if somebody's right up my arse, I slow right down. I do about 30 or 40 miles an hour.